It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teach them shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss and you scrape from the way. You get an understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, to say what it say. Ya venía el tiempo, entra para el centro, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history to learn is the power hour. You learn hour. Tune in to your history. You know any more history. Power hour. You learn hour. You know where you keep going, love hour, how I was.
You love us.
All right, all praise the Shalom, Israel, Most High in Christ, blessed, happy Sabbath. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Every Sabbath, we got the English and Spanish going, all right? So English and Spanish every other weekday on the every other Sabbath. So today we have English going on, all right? I am Officer Zerion with me today.
Soldier Tobias.
Soldier Sam Carr.
All praise to the Most High. Hey, go ahead and read that. What we got?
So, yeah, we have the fundraiser. Make sure you come out, support. We got different ways that we try to help raise funds for the body. So make sure you you participate, put your brick in where you can. We got the Power Hour Plus, right. Power Hour in Spanish if you speak Spanish and you prefer Spanish. So like, share, comment. Make sure you subscribe, IUIC Phoenix.
Right, all praise to the Most High. So I was on YouTube recently, right? And so I came across a topic, right? I saw Kevin Samuels. A lot of people in Israel watch Kevin Samuels already.
Right.
And so I came across a topic dealing with this Instagram star, right? She's very famous on Instagram. And so we're going to kind of go over certain topics dealing with her and also just pretty much how Instagram influenced our people today, especially our daughters of Israel, all right? So go ahead and pull that topic up, that article for me, excuse me. Is an influencer. Scroll down a little bit for me. All right, it says an influencer is someone who has the power to affect the purchasing decisions of others because of his or her authority, knowledge, position, or relationship with his or her audience. A following in a distinct niche with whom he or she actively engages. The size of the following depends on the size of his or her topic of the niche, right? So dealing with this lady, her name is Brittany Renner. She's an Instagram model, Instagram influencer, and so she has close to 6 million followers, right? Mm. And so if you think about that, you know, some people might think that it's just mostly men out of those 6 million, right? But it's really not.
Right.
It's also our young daughters of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our young woman. Right. It's woman that's actually following her as well. So we're going to kind of go into what her personality is like, and we're going to dig into it. So go ahead and pull up that video for me real quick. That first video dealing with her. So this started in zero. So this is Kevin Samuels did an interview with her. And so right here is just an excerpt of just that interview, pulling different things that she had said in that hour-long interview. So go ahead, let's start.
You said she got 6 million followers?
Close to 6 million followers just on Instagram alone.
That's a lot of power, right? A lot of influence.
And actually, X out of that, and go to a new tab and type in her name so people can see her Instagram real quick.
Hey,
Yeah, that's a lot of influence. See, Esau only allows us to have that influence when they know they want it to be, when it's the agenda that's going to destroy our people.
Right. Brittany Renner, there you go, the first one. Scroll down for me. There you go. The first link to her Instagram account. Well, close to 5 million followers, excuse me. But that's just on Instagram alone. Ain't no telling how many followers she just got on TikTok or Twitter, things like
right.
And so let's scroll down just a little bit, just so that people can just see how she look, all right? So as you can see, just by how she look, you know, she's a whore, right?
Right.
A man may be known by her by their look. So look. So let's go back to the video. You can X out of that Instagram tab. Let's go back to that video. Play that for me. Hey, also, wait. Also, people, you got some explicit language in here as well. So if you got kids or whatever, you know, make sure you take them out of the room so they won't be hearing, you know, explicit language. So don't get mad. You know, we warn you now, all right? So go ahead and play it for me.
Springs, Mississippi. Yeah. Do you know where that is?
No.
I am a gold-digging, manipulative, evil, who has no real talent, who has sucked its way to the top and is a overhyped, below average looking girl with clout, who is only relevant because of Raph.
You can't turn to a housewife.
All right, so pause it. So pretty much, y'all already see how she kind of, she just gave the description on who she is already now, right? She said she's a hoe, a thot. The only thing that's irrelevant about her is just her butt.
Right.
That don't make any sense,
she
right?
She said she has no talent.
No talent at all, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, I bet she trusts in her body, but hey, go to Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 17. She says she is a hoe, has no real talent. Only thing relevant about her is her butt. And she said that she's not even good looking.
Right.
She said she's below average.
She owned it.
Right.
That's crazy.
And you know what's crazy about it? She's more vocal about who she is, but a lot of other sisters that's in the world, they won't be vocal about who they are.
Right.
All right, so go ahead and read that for me.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 17.
Read it out.
There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel.
Nor there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel. But as you can see already, that we have that in the world today.
Right.
Our people are whores and sodomites. But guess what? We got to come back to God's laws. But as you can see, this is where we are as a people, a nation of people. We have fallen from where we are supposed to be, right? So go back to that video, play it again.
You exist in is pretty much foreign to most of people who have something to say about it.
Right.
What do you think people get that
the point list? Of
view? I mean, you said the first thing is that you are a manipulative gold digger.
Yeah.
All right. Who's gold if he does?
My favorite basketball team is whatever NBA player I'm talking. I love watching basketball. It's just way more interesting when there's someone on the team like that I'm linked to, but I don't really have a favorite one, just players.
And from what I understand, the book, you told stories, you use different names, but all these people are celebrities and musicians and entertainers. Gold digging. Has any one of these men said you were?
No.
11 athletes.
Woo!
5 entertainers.
Woo!
8 regular guys. I've only 3 regular guys since I've been Instagram famous.
There's no supporting evidence. I think it's just public speculation. I like to call them fan theories. Very interesting. Started my Instagram account the summer of 2012. And I just remember saying, like, people are going to know my name. Like, people are going to know who I am. And probably a year after that, probably a year and a half, I did a video with Worldstar. So when I first started out, like, that is, I gained probably almost 100,000 plus followers from that video. And then probably 2 months after that, I got my first booking. So I used to be a special needs caregiver for adults. So that was my full-time job before I stopped.
All right, pause it real quick.
Entrepreneur.
Go to Sirach chapter 9, verse 2. Sirach chapter 9, verse 2. So as you can see that this woman is crazy, right? This hoe, right?
Right.
But if you think about it, what influenced her is probably Kim Kardashian, if you think about it.
Right. She got it from somebody.
Right. Because if you think about it, Kim Kardashian had a sex tape or whatever she's been having sex with, all these other athletes,
mm-hmm.
different superstars, things like that, right?
Right.
And so she got her name out there like that. So that's what she wants. She wants her name out there like that. So guess what? She says she doesn't have any kind of talent,
mm-hmm.
but all she knows that she knows how to have sex, right?
Right.
So that's how she's going to make her name known. That's mm-hmm. how she's going to get popular, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And so read that for me.
This is the book of Ecclesiasticus, Sirach of the Apocrypha, chapter 9, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Give not thy soul unto a woman to set her foot upon thy substance. Eat not with an harlot, lest thou fall into her snares.
Give not thy soul unto a woman to set her foot upon thy substance. So you think about it. A lot of times, a lot of brothers, right? When we keep watching this video, she's going to say that she's looking for other men that she can trap up.
Right.
You're going to see that in this video. But it says, give not thy soul unto a woman to set her foot upon thy substance. So if you get attracted to her, right? Enticed by her beauty and then her butt, right? Guess what's going to happen? It says, give not thy soul unto a woman to set her foot upon thy substance. She going to step on your substance. You want to know how? By you having sex with her, unprotected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she getting pregnant. And then guess what? Child support come.
Right.
Right. So,
hey, Officer Zarrell.
What's up?
So back in the day, like early 2010s, like around 2010, 2011,
mm-hmm.
at one point in time, she didn't even allow men to follow her because she didn't want that attention.
Damn.
She didn't want that attention from all the men because she was solely focused on training women how to work out.
Right.
Now, I know that from knowing her from college. She, like, if you were a dude, she wasn't dealing with you. She was just so, like, her purpose was just solely soccer and fitness.
So you actually know her, right?
Right.
You went to school with her, so, hey, so you got a witness right here.
That's crazy. So she had morals before she came into this point.
Supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly had some morals. She had some common sense, so evil communication corrodes good manners. There was something that influenced her to change.
Right, and that evil communication is also Instagram, Facebook,
right.
Twitter, all these things, Snapchat, TikTok, all these different social medias are the evil communications which influence our people today.
Right.
Finish that up.
Verse 4.
Read 3 again.
Okay. This is the book of Sirach, Ecclesiasticus and Apocrypha, chapter 9, verse 3. Meet not with an harlot, lest thou fall into her snares.
Meet not with a hoe, lest thou fall into her traps. This woman is a trap right here. You see that right now. And so, hey, she actually, it's another video as well. She actually talked, she went with Deion Sanders. A lot of, he's a popular football player, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a coach right now. So he actually went to, talk to his students, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the people that play on a football team. And so she pretty much went there just to say, don't fall into my traps, right?
Right.
She was trying to warn the brothers not to do that.
Right.
So that's what she's doing right now.
He hired her to teach his team on how to, like, basically, like you said, like, not fall for the whores in
right.
Israel.
Right.
Hmm.
Wow. So she came out like she just did in the beginning of the video, owning that she was this evil, manipulative woman to explain the mindset that she has to the players on the team.
Exactly.
Right. Read that again for me. Verse 3.
Verse 3. Meet not with an harlot, lest thou fall into her snares.
Keep reading.
Use not much the company of a woman that is a singer, lest thou be taken with her attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Gaze not on a maid, that thou fall not by those things that are precious in her. Give not thy soul unto harlots, that thou loose not thine inheritance.
Jump to verse 8.
Verse 8. Turn away thine eye from a beautiful woman, and look not upon another's beauty. for many have been deceived by the beauty of a woman. For herewith love is kindled as a fire.
For many have been deceived by the beauty of a woman.
Mm.
A lot of us, we all men, most men, we've been deceived by the beauty of a woman, right?
Right.
Right. When we see her, the lust comes in, we're like, oh, that's a bad woman, right?
Right.
That's the first thing we take in consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing who she is, what she about, anything like that. But guess what? The Bible says in Sirach 6 and 7, prove a friend.
Right.
All praise to the Most High. We got this Bible to show us that this right here is evil as hell.
Right.
All praise to
that's
the Most High.
That's right.
Read that again. Verse 8.
Verse 8. Turn away thine eye from a beautiful woman and look not upon another's beauty. For many have been deceived by the beauty of a woman. For herewith love is kindled as a fire.
All praise. Go to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1.
I got it. This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, and verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to mine understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil.
Her mouth is smoother than oil.
Mm.
Lips of a strange woman just drop as a honeycomb. Honey is real sweet. Mm. So when you hear a woman just talking sweet to you, telling you about what she'll do to you in the bed,
right.
When you just met her, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these different things to where she can entice you. Guess what? We're supposed to be avoiding that, Reed.
Right.
But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword.
What's she leading to you? Leading you to is death.
Right.
That's what she is leading you to. Read.
Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them.
You cannot know what she's about. You can't see where she's trying to direct you at.
Right. She says she's manipulative.
Right. Why? Because you are blinded by the lust.
Mm.
Read.
Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house.
So the Bible says, make sure you avoid this woman. Stay away from her.
Mm.
But a lot of us, we don't like to do that. We just want to make sure we get, like, you know, good, you know, release ourselves, right?
Right.
You know, we just want to make sure that we get, you know, hit that, right?
Right.
But, hey, we're supposed to be avoiding that. So
what did Bishop call it? Post-nut clarity?
Post-nut clarity, right. Yeah, once you get it off, you can see clearly now.
You can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now.
Right.
Then that demon gone.
Can I get one real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Get Isaiah 5. Because we were talking about this a little earlier. It said her lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood. So that's that bittersweet. Read Isaiah 5 and 20.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 20. Read it out! Woe unto them that calleth evil good.
We know that's evil. She says she was evil. She acknowledged that she was evil.
Right.
But she says she's manipulative. She's gold digging. She's manipulative. So it says, woe unto them that call evil good, because you have men out here that'll be at the club. They're out here looking for women like this and calling that woman good because it's a good thing she may look good.
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading.
And good, evil.
And then they're calling good, evil. The woman that's actually not putting herself out there, she don't want to give it up on the first night. She don't want to actually give you the time of day right away because she has values. They call that evil. She's stuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading.
That put darkness for light.
They're putting that darkness. This woman is in darkness, but she has the light. She gets all the attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading.
And light for darkness.
And the woman that's actually walking with light or morality, integrity, she's in darkness. She doesn't get the attention that you would think that she would get for the integrity of her heart.
Right.
Keep reading.
That put bitter for sweet.
The scripture just said her end is bitter. But these men are putting that bitter as something sweet. It's sweet for a moment. Her words may be sweet when it's in your ears until that bitter end comes. Keep reading.
And sweet for bitter.
And they're putting something that's sweet for bitter. They're saying that this woman that actually has that morality and that integrity
right.
is bitter. She's stuck up. She doesn't – because she's just not going to give in to you wanting to be a whoremonger. That's all I have.
All praises.
All praises.
Go back to that video for me. Keep in mind, this is something that – our people, our kids, our daughters are looking up to.
Right.
Close to 5 million followers.
That's a lot of influence.
Right. You know, that's just evil communication. You think about it, she can just post anything and it's already influencing you. Just put it in your brain, right? Like Bishop Gottlieb go over all the time. When we put certain things in our brain, you know, our mentals, mm-hmm. it starts to become us, right?
Right.
Read. I mean, play that.
Newer Instagram model, whatever you like to call it.
We're going to stop at 5 minutes.
Social media influencer.
All right. Let's skip all the way to that.
Okay.
If you could do it all over again, would you choose it?
I see nothing about me. The way I am, the way I think, that's shameful.
Absolutely.
Why?
Being honest, I feel.
Well, we're going to get honest either way.
I would say that there's a lot of privilege that comes with this. You get to skip the line. And once you reach a certain level of status, really the world is your oyster. As far as, like, I've gotten acting roles simply just off my Instagram. Really been able to do different speaking engagements. I've been able to just like not have a, like actually have to clock in mm-hmm. since 2013. Mm-hmm. So I would say yes, because I don't really take direction that well. I feel like, there you go. I'm self-aware. And I feel like in this position, I've gotten to make more money than I would have made being a special needs caregiver, mm-hmm. and in turn being able to not only kind of put myself ahead, but also help people around me. Wow. So I have been the breadwinner for my family. And to be honest too, because, you know, I remember, I think the first time I watched you was when you're sitting out with those girls, the OnlyFans stuff, mm-hmm. and they all got up and everyone was so mad and whatever. I feel like I've made a lot of money and I've blown a lot of money. Okay. And it's taken blowing money
and
really having my...
What is that? First Timothy. Soldier Shamgar brought up something heavy. What did you just say?
It's driven by money. Most of our young people out there, they're driven by money. So if they see something on their Instagram and they're saying, okay, well, she can dress like this
right.
and be so much out of order, then I can do it. And guess what? I can be just like her.
And I don't have to work.
I don't have to work.
I can skip the line.
I can skip the line. And I can get...
all these benefits come from... They're rewarding that evil. What do you want?
First Timothy.
The hell is this? The book of First Timothy.
And they see the influence, too.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
The book of First Timothy, chapter 6 and verse 10. You want to start at verse 9?
Yeah, start at verse 9.
Verse 9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, mm-hmm. and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, mm-hmm. which drown men in destruction and perdition.
So she's fallen into her own temptation.
The mic.
So she's fallen into her own temptation and her own lust through this money. She's gaining the looks from men. She's basically putting herself out there in a totally out of order way to get money and get the riches of this world when it's not wanted. This is not how the Most High wants this to be done by our daughters. Mm-hmm. And she's putting out there for the younger women that are coming up behind her that this is all you have to do in order right. to be accepted. And it's right. not, it's not, it's unacceptable.
And it says it drowns men or women in destruction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Verse 10, for the love of money,
for the what of money?
For the love of money.
The love of money. Her love is not the love of the law, statutes, or commandments. It's not of the Most High, but it's right. of money. It's of something that's worldly. Go ahead.
Is the root of all evil.
All evil is the root of all evil. So your love for something that is not of the Most High is the root of all evil. There's nothing good in that. Go ahead.
Which, while some coveted after, mm-hmm. they have erred from the faith mm-hmm. and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
How can you have faith in the Most High if you put all of your love into money that you're receiving? You have no faith in God whatsoever, because if you did, you'll know that it's not about what you're doing, but it's what you're putting out there for the rest of the world to see.
Right,
our
right.
daughters are looking up to you. Our young men are seeing you, and they're saying, okay, well, she have dresses and she's getting money. Then guess what? The next female that I meet, I don't have to marry her. I can treat her as such, and I can give her some money, and maybe I can get busy with her as well.
Right. And you know what's heavy about what you brought up?
Yes, sir.
At the end, it says, pierce themselves through with many sorrows. You know, the loneliest women, You catch her on her own, she's probably crying drunk sometimes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She's probably going through it because she can't find a loyal man. All they want her for is sex. She can't find a faithful husband, mm-hmm. a man that's going to be there for her, not only for her body, but for who she is. She's going to be pierced through with many sorrows because she doesn't have any real relationships.
It's crazy you just said that, too, because she just recently posted a video about that, being depressed, being lonely, and all that.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And then she went on another interview as well, and the dude that interviewed her called her a side chick.
Right.
And she's like, why am I a side chick? I don't agree with that.
And then you just don't understand why?
She don't understand why she's being referred to as a side chick.
She has That's erred crazy. From the faith. Right. She's erred from the faith.
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 7 and verse 6.
Bring it out!
For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding.
So you look, say you're in the house, right? And you looking outside your window and you see a young man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has no kind of understanding. You already know he doesn't have any understanding. He's foolish, right?
Right.
Read.
Passing through the street near her corner.
So the youngin's walking around through the street, right? Past her corner. Read.
And he went the way to her house.
Mm-hmm.
Speak closer to the mic.
Read.
In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night.
At night, right? Read.
And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot.
Mm-hmm.
And subtle of heart.
So he met this woman, right? This hoe. Attire of a harlot and subtle of heart, right? Guess why? Her words are smooth.
Right.
Tastes like honey, right?
Mm.
Real smooth, read.
She is loud and stubborn.
Uh-huh.
Her feet abide not in her house.
Read.
Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner.
Mm-hmm.
So she caught him. And kissed him. And with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon.
So she got the little nice little smell, you want a nice little smell. It's smelling good, right? You want
right.
something like that, right?
Right.
Read.
Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He is gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him.
So she already had a man at home, right?
Mm.
But right now, she got the little youngin', right? And she flattered him with her lips and forced him, right?
He goeth after her straightway. As an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock.
As an ox goeth to the slaughter.
Bruh.
He's leading himself to destruction.
Literally.
Read.
Till a dart strike through his liver,
mm-hmm.
as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life.
Read.
Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death.
Read verse 26 again.
Verse 26, for she hath cast down many wounded.
So the Bible right here, it didn't say that she cast down one wounded. It says she cast down many wounded.
Mm.
Yeah, many strong men have been slain by her.
Right.
The hell is this?
So this woman, she can slay many different men.
Right.
As you can see, when we watch videos, different things about like that, dealing with horse, it's always going to be multiple men is what fall into their traps, right?
Right.
That's why you got like right now, baby mamas with multiple baby daddies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess why? That's a hoe.
Right.
She a whore. It is what it is, right? Because some of them like to have multiple baby daddies with one baby daddy for each kid, right?
Right.
It don't make any sense, right?
And what's heavy about it, too, in verse, what does it say, verse 23. Read 23, Sam Gert.
Verse 23. Till a dart strike through his liver.
It said he went like an ox to the slaughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
or a fool to the correction of the stocks. The correction of the stocks, these are ways of punishment. It says marriage is honorable in all, right. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Because he followed her for that moment, then that dart, that's a man stabbing you right through the liver. That could be, you never know, adultery. It says a man's jealousy, that's something you can't necessarily just stop.
Right.
You slept with his wife while he's gone. That's the judgment of God. That man will chase you down until he feels satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So that's heavy, man.
Hey, go back to the video again for me.
My son, and seeing reality for what it truly is, to be more mindful of it and start thinking long term.
I mean, I think I'm an author first. I made
right
six
here.
Figures for my book. So, really? I mean, I'm, yeah.
So she just had a son, right? And so it was a young brother. I think he played basketball, PJ, something like that. And so supposedly she won't let the baby daddy see the son at all.
Mm.
And so supposedly she's also getting $200,000 a month in child support.
Mm.
Just off of one kid.
Right.
And so you think about it, if she getting that much money, think about what she can do with
multiple kids.
Yeah, multiple kids, right?
And at you're not even talking about taxes.
Mm-mm.
That's the end of the year. You still get a big or the beginning of Esau's year, you get a big check.
Right. Right. Stimulus checks.
Right.
Them was good.
You live off the government.
Right. So look, this is something that we should avoid as a people, especially our young men.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says Sirach 6:7, prove a friend.
Can I, what's that, Ecclesiastes 7 real quick? Because we're talking about how she's going to, they're incentivized for this evil. Get 7 and verse 7. You look at it, she's incentivized. You're going to get child support, $2,000 for each child. Mm-hmm. So then these women want to have multiple children. The money starts adding up. More children. You got income taxes.
I don't know if you heard me. I said $200,000 for just one child.
$200,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Supposedly it's $200,000.
Well, okay. So I see why she hasn't had to work since 2013.
$200,000. He was just born, though, the kid.
Recently.
Yeah, yeah. But I think he was a basketball player, famous basketball college player or something, but I don't know.
So if the women, yeah,
huh?
They get the right one, they could be.
Exactly.
Wow.
And if you think about it, that's an easy come up for
right.
a woman.
Right.
That's an easy come up. That's all they got to do.
Right. And once the deed is done, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. And not to mention, he's fresh in the NBA, too.
Fresh in the NBA.
Mm.
But then that's creating a perpetual cycle because that child has to grow up. And how is she going to direct him in the path where he needs to go? He's
right.
going to look and he's going to be like, okay, this is who I'm going to get caught up by, or this is what I'm going to do.
This is how my mom is. This
my
is what I'm going to look for.
Right.
Look for. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read that.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 7.
Read it out.
Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad.
Oppression makes a wise man mad. Keep reading.
And a gift destroyeth the heart.
So she was oppressed. Obviously, she's talking negatively about having being a caretaker. She said she had a job that she was working at one point,
mm-hmm.
but she was oppressed. She felt that oppression. She got mad. She wanted to do something about it, which is why she started seeking other ways to try to relieve some of that oppression, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then she started looking for ways to get the gift, the ways to get the cuts in line, to be able to what else did she say? She hasn't had to work since 2013.
Right.
So that oppression made her mad. She wanted to start seeking benefits to alleviate that oppression. And it says, what's that last part?
And a gift destroyeth the heart.
So now she's got these gifts, and it's destroying her mind. Because now the values, Soldier O'Daniel said that she at one point she didn't think like this. She was operating differently, but these gifts that she's been receiving is destroying her heart. It's destroying her mind.
Right. Go to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 27. Actually, go to Proverbs 6 and 23, my bad. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 23.
Man, if you think about it too, man, if our daughters were like that, do you know how much hatred, like burden we'll have in our heart?
Right.
For our daughters turning out like that?
For a father.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any kind of sense.
Yeah.
It's sad. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23.
The book of Proverbs 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman.
So the commandments is a lamp. So it's going to keep you from the evil woman.
Right.
It's going to let you know that when a woman is trying to spit game to you, trying to trap you up, Mm-hmm. You'll know that with keeping God's commandments. Right.
Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, mm-hmm. neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread.
Is brought to a what?
A piece of bread.
All you is right now is food for that woman.
Mm.
She want to eat you up.
Eat you, your money,
right.
your substance.
Right. She want to eat you up.
And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life.
And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. She knows which life is precious. She knows what they can get out of it.
Right.
You think about it. Shit. Hey, these women, some women, they know what they can get out of certain men.
Right.
They see it.
She was hunting. She says she was hunting earlier. She's looking for these basketball stars. She's on a hunt. She knows what her hunt is.
Right.
Hey, there's a big age gap between both of them.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. She's actually 29. I think he was like.
He's like
23.
20, 19, 20. Okay, 19 and 20.
That's crazy. So he's still young, dumb, and you
right.
know the rest.
Right. Go to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 27.
The book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse
27. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we listen to this, and, you know, we hear her story or whatever, you know, we might say, damn, I'm bad for that brother, right?
Right.
But it's his fault, too.
Right.
It's his fault as well. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 27.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 27. For a whore is a deep ditch. And a strange woman is a narrow pit.
A whore is a deep ditch.
Mm.
Ain't no telling how deep that ditch can go.
Can you get out?
Can you climb out? Somebody gonna have to help you out.
For real.
Man. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, mm-hmm. and increaseth the transgressors among men.
Increasing the sin among men.
Mm.
Hey, did I actually go to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 20? And pull up that link I sent you as well.
So she said the best team or the best team in the NBA is the person that she's having intercourse with.
Right.
She got this young man. Do you know how much research she did on the internet for the players that were being drafted and their age and where they were going to be coming into and what state they were going to be going to?
Right, she got to be in the right place at the right time.
She's in the right place at the right
time.
Yes.
She's doing research, recon.
Yeah, yes, recon. Like, okay, I'm going to get this. This is what I'm going to get. I'm going to hunt for my prey.
That's heavy.
You know what's crazy, too? She posted a video of her going to different college campuses. Right now, like her age right now, going to college campuses looking for different dudes, athletes.
That's crazy.
Hunting for him.
Yep.
And what it just said, what does it say? It says she lieth in wait, right?
For her prey.
That lieth in wait as for a prey. Mm-hmm. So a prey, it's like a bird. A bird has already seized its prey from miles away. Mm-hmm. But they wait for the right opportunity. So like you said, she's already done a diligent search.
Right.
She knows where you're going to be at. She knows what you like. She's already researched you before you even got into the moment where you get caught up lusting on her beauty.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 20.
Wow.
You got it? The book of Proverbs, chapter 5 and verse 20. Verse 20?
Yes, sir.
And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger?
Hey, pull up that link, ravished. I didn't send it to you. Just a new tab and just type in ravished. Ravished. It says, and why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman?
Mm.
Look up the word ravished. E-D. That work. Hit the down arrow for me.
You want me to read the definition?
Do number 2 and hit the synonyms. Read the synonyms. You see it? Number 2. And then the synonyms. Read the synonyms.
Synonyms. Enrapture. Send into raptures. Enchant. Mm-hmm. Fill with delight. Delight. Charm. Entrance. Enthrall. Captivate. Bewitch.
Bewitch. So let's read that verse again.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verse 20. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman?
Why would you be captivated or bewitched by a strange woman?
Mm.
And what?
And embrace the bosom of a stranger.
Embrace her bosom. You embracing her body.
Right.
That's what he did. The baby daddy, right?
Right, right.
And that's what our people do, the men, right?
Right.
When they get enticed by her beauty.
That's heavy.
That's heavy.
And just real quick, Proverbs 31, because you said enticed by her beauty, right?
Right.
Proverbs 31 and verse 30.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 30. Favor is deceitful.
That favor that's shown to this woman because she may have a nice body, right?
Right.
That favor is deceitful. It's deceiving the men, and it's even deceiving her because she thinks that she's well-favored when she even actually has a little bit of insight on that she's not. Mm-hmm. She says she's just average. Mm-hmm. But that favor is deceitful. Keep reading.
And beauty is vain.
Beauty is vain. There's no profit in the beauty because when it comes down to it, what happens when those children need to be raised? When you have to pay bills? When life actually comes in and you're not just in the bedroom, that beauty is not gonna prosper you. Keep reading.
But a woman that feareth the Lord.
It says, but a woman that fears the Lord, you daughters of Sarah, these women out here that are striving to keep themselves in these commandments, a woman that fears the Lord and the judgments that come, if she puts herself in a position where she could be roofied, raped, these judgments can come upon her from God. That woman that fears the Lord, keep reading.
She shall be praised.
She's going to be praised by the sons of God.
Right.
The real men on this earth, the men that are not going to show you that deceitful favor, but when you receive favor from them, it's coming from God.
Right. Go back to the video and start at 11 minutes. Started 11 minutes.
Is that tattoos on his face?
Yeah. Go ahead, play it for me.
I did an interview with DJ Academics, and I feel like a lot of clips were taken and were like, she's this, you're just a side chick, like whatever the case may be. But I feel like because I tell the truth, my truth, it's just easy to pick on me. Like, I don't really, because, like, okay, I mean, I guess to get specific, the recent situation with my child's father, he's six years younger than me.
Can I stop it real quick?
They're saying that I planned it. It was just some evil.
She said because she tells her truth is easy to pick on her, right? Mm-hmm. Give Ciroc real quick, 26. It's easy to pick on her because she tells her truth. Right. And this is how her heart's been deceived. It's been destroyed, right? Mm-hmm. Proverbs 26 and verse 22. Because at the end of the day, our women don't understand. She thinks she may be tough when people joke on her and she just takes it. But it's not that. She's not being strong. She's not being tough. She's just not realizing that she's being deceived. Right. And the cool part is she's caught up in her own manipulation. Go ahead and read.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 22.
Read it out.
The words of a talebearer.
Is that 26 and 22?
26 and 22. Yes, sir.
Should be on this side.
27.
This is 26 on the next.
I read it.
You got it.
The book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse 22. A harlot shall be accounted as fiddle.
So because she was saying DJ Academics and whoever else she was talking to her as an harlot. She was a whore, right? Mm-hmm. She's only worth being a side chick. It says, right, the scripture says a harlot is accounted as fiddle. She, by all the men that see it for what it is, she's going to be acknowledged as being less than nothing, spittle.
Swine.
Right.
But a married woman is a tower against death to her husband.
But a married woman, the woman that's dealing with men uprightly, she actually took a man uprightly. She's striving to actually have integrity about herself. Mm-hmm. She's a tower. She's going to be a defense against death to her husband because these other women out here are death. It just says that these other women, their ways go into death. So a married woman, she provides that protection to her husband to actually be able to have a woman that is heart contrusting. Yeah, you want to? Yeah, keep going.
A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man.
So a wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man. You just said this man was 19 or 20, right?
Right.
So that man is obviously, his mindset is wicked. Mm-hmm. He's looking for the wrong things. And this wicked woman was given to him. Keep reading.
But a godly woman is given to him that fears the Lord.
But a godly woman, a woman that is going to be praised, that fears the Lord, she's going to be given to a man that fears the Lord. So it's all based on the mindset that the man has. He's going to get what he attracts, or he's going to attract what his mind is wanting. So that's it.
Let me read verse 25. It says, a shameless woman shall be counted as a dog, but she that is shamefast will fear the Lord.
And that's when we hear him call him the B word. The Bible, literally, right. The Bible
right.
says it.
Right. And they hate when we say that word, right?
Right, but it's in the Bible.
And they call themselves that.
Right.
But let not a man call them that, though.
Mm, mm.
It's going to be some issues.
Right, and then, right? Then it's all out the window. They ready to fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, look, as y'all can see, man, these women right here, it's counted as a dog. So go ahead back to that video. Let's play it again. Let's finish it up. As you can see, hey, Jackson State, hide your sons.
Hell no.
Hide your
plan
sons.
That I had in my mind. And
I experienced the worst people to deal with are the athletes. None of them use condoms, really. So if y'all really want to try to come up off a check off a man, you could just try an athlete. They're really dumb.
She got an arrogant look
that?
About
it. That's not what everyone else sees. That's not for me
if
to sit here.
If you
want to
come up off of a check, all you got to do is have sex with an athlete.
Because
they don't wear condoms.
That's crazy.
She's influencing the people that's under her, the people that's following her.
Right.
That's why we have to make sure that we do a diligent inquisition with our kids and making sure that wherever they following, wherever they seeing that evil communication,
mm-hmm.
we have to make sure we're doing a diligent inquisition, making sure they're not looking at stuff like this.
Right.
We don't want something like that teaching our young daughters of Israel, right?
Right.
Play that.
And try to convince people that, like, what it was. But I think just living out loud, like you said, it comes at a cost. Whether you're talking about your experiences in a book, whether your relationship is public,
can you,
there
go back
is
real quick. Go
cost.
Back to that real quick.
My light is.
Go back right there.
Like you said, it comes at a cost.
And pause it when
whether
the
you're
apple
talking
comes up.
About
right here. This picture, give Proverbs real quick. Proverbs 7:2. Because this really just caught my attention. The photo itself, like, she's out there putting herself like this and thinking that she's going to be more than a side chick.
All right, take it down. We don't want nobody to...
Yeah, you see the apple, though. Go ahead and read Proverbs 7:2.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 2. Keep my commandments and live.
Actually, start at 1.
Verse 1. My son, keep my words.
Keep my words.
And lay up my commandments with thee.
This is the importance why we need the commandments, because when we see these things, we can think on scriptures that actually tell us the right way to look at it. Keep reading.
Verse 2, keep my commandments and live.
So we can keep the commandments not to commit adultery, to remember marriage. Keep my commandments so we can live. Keep reading.
And my law as the apple of thine eye.
And what should be the apple of your eye?
My law as the apple of thine eye.
And the law, God's law should be the apple of your eye. She just had an apple in her hand, and that's supposed to entice the eyes. But the apple of your eye should be God's law.
That's right. All praises. Get Leviticus chapter 21, verse 7. We're going to go back to this video again. Leviticus chapter 21, verse 7.
The book of Leviticus chapter 21 and verse 7.
This scripture is hitting on to also what we had stated earlier, right? Because she wanted to be a good wife. She wants that, right?
Right.
But she can't get that, of course.
Right.
Read Leviticus chapter 21, verse 7.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 21 and verse 7. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband.
So back then, the priest wasn't supposed to take a wife that is a whore, right?
Mm.
So you think about it right now. Why would God want us to take a wife that's a whore?
Right.
Right.
So you know that saying, you can't turn a hoe to a housewife?
That's right.
That's scriptural right there. You
That's
see
heavy.
That right there.
That's heavy.
Let's go back to the video.
You want the rest of it?
No.
Okay.
About your experiences in a book, whether your relationship is public, there is a cost.
My light is so bright that it causes all the roaches to scatter in places they thought they could hide. It's just me being me. Causes such an uproar.
I said earlier,
like loving yourself is such a rebellious act these days, you know? But I'm here to tell you, I am so not sorry.
I can only speak from my personal experience. And when I was with my child's father, there were kind of a certain set of expectations for that relationship. And if I didn't want to have to pay bills, didn't want to work, didn't want to, there was, you can have the car, we're in the $1.6 million home. Like, you really just kind of sit down, shut up, suck a dick, and be pretty. And that's cool. Like, some women sign up for that. But I do think, too, like you said, they are allowed to weigh their options. I can't remember the terminology that you use.
High value men don't cheat, they exercise options.
Right, they exercise options. So, to me, I feel like unless you are ready to comply to whatever demands or rules that they have, then how can I comfortably just say, I'm just all about family?
I just get horny for the guy that I like. I just think about him inside me.
Do you think women want to be married and have children in the community more than men want to be married?
Go ahead.
Let me get Deuteronomy 28, verse 28.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness.
God has smitten her with madness. Mm. She's talking this foolishness about she gets horny, sucking, and all kind of crazy stuff. This is not a daughter of Sarah. She has been smitten with madness. Go ahead.
Right. And blindness and astonishment of heart.
And it's astonishment to see her in this light, or to see our daughters in this light living like this, when they know that we know that they're supposed to be in a totally different light, and the Most High has them in a totally different light than what they're doing right now.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
And it's crazy too, man. Like I said earlier, some of our women think like this.
Right.
Some of our women think like this, especially in the world, our young teenagers. They're thinking like this. They're just not vocal about it.
Right.
Go back to play the video.
Have children in our community.
As a woman, and as a woman of a friend of women, I can tell you, women are not.
I don't make permanent decisions off of temporary emotions. I know change is constant, and I can think myself out of any situation if I have imagination.
But it feels like the men, they might want marriage, but a lot of the same stories is, I get with a guy, I could see he's the one, I want a family with him, but he's a cheater. And that's how a lot of, like I said, personally speaking, I'm not speaking for all the women who are watching, or men, but I know relationships end for other reasons, but a lot of my friends have been cheated on, and it's almost like your hand is forced to either then accept it, move on. And to be honest with you, I am not going to sit here and act like I'm okay with putting my integrity, my self-respect on the line to be married.
So were you the side chick that called in the middle of the night?
One more script?
Yeah, go ahead.
Get Judith 8 and 24. Because it's important. The officer keeps bringing it back to the fact that our sisters look up to this woman, and women like this, right?
That's just one of them, too, though.
Right.
Just one of them.
And that's the heavy part about it. She has almost 5 million followers. So there's people watching her moves. And at the end of the day, she even explained how she thinks that her light is so bright. She understands she has influence. Just like the daughters of Sarah that are repenting right now have influence with the next generation. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read.
This is the book of Judith, chapter 8, verse 24.
Bring it out!
Now, therefore, O brethren.
Brethren, even our sisters. Our sisters, too. Keep reading.
Let us show an example to our brethren.
Let us show an example. Just like the men need to set an example for the nation, it starts with the men. It doesn't just end with the men. The women have to set an example in the household to show these daughters, show these women that there are women out there that can get married, that can actually be with a husband, and actually have a relationship that can grow and prosper. That's Keep reading.
Because their hearts depend upon us.
Because their hearts, these children... the next generation, their minds depend on us. She just referenced all of her friends, everybody else that has been in relationships that where they've been cheated on, these things have happened.
Right.
But they don't take no accountability in the situation.
Right.
Why these men cheat on them? Why they cannot have a long-term relationship? Keep reading.
And the sanctuary.
Now, for us, we understand the sanctuary depends on us. When we come in here and we have brothers and sisters that repent, they need a sanctuary to go to get their minds right, to understand that there are examples and men and women that are striving to live lawfully. Keep reading.
And the house.
And the house, our households. When it says a woman that has her house in order, that's a beautiful thing. Keep reading.
And the altar.
Right.
Rest upon us.
All these things rest upon us. That's how that woman is a tower against death to her husband. She's the way she's able to understand the influence and example she has to the children and also to her sisters that are in the body and they're also in darkness still. Let's see her example.
All praises. Go to Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1. I'm going to read all the way to verse 3.
5 and 1?
Yeah, Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. I had a lot more. I had a lot more videos as well that I wanted to bring out, but of course I can't bring it out, all of it in the hour. But a lot, man, what our daughters are going through, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put it on themselves.
Right.
The evil that our kids are going through is sad. It's very sad. We have fallen to a low estate. Read that for me.
The book of Lamentations, chapter 5 and verse 1. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers. Our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows.
We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows.
Right.
Like, think about it. All these women that's going through things like her,
mm-hmm.
it's because there's no father in the house.
Right.
If the father's not in the house, how can we grow as a nation?
Right.
So we got to make sure we stop the whoremongering, making sure we raise our kids, teach them diligently, especially mm-hmm. in these commandments, all right? So all praise to the Most High. That was the Power Hour for this Sabbath. All praises. So next week, we're going to be doing Power Hour as well. It's going to be in Spanish with Officer Issachar and Officer Ishaya. So all praise to the Most High. Lord's will, some of you brothers has learned something from this, and sisters as well. Make sure if y'all single, Ciroc 6 and 7, prove a friend, right?
Right.
Make sure you be patient, take counsel. We all need that because ain't no telling what these women or men got that going on in their head, right?
Right.
Like the video that Bishop brought out with the dude, like once you dig her in or whatever and you stay there.
Right.
Yeah. Right. He said just post up and chill.
Yeah, post
just
up.
Don't ever leave.
Just don't ever leave.
Right. So all praise to the Most High, man. Shalom, Most High, and Christ bless.
Shalom, Most High, Christ bless. Happy Sabbath.
We back. Israel is back. We got back. The nations running scared because Israel is back. All lies on us because we keeping them low. When the Lord returns, Babylon will fall. Three steps solid. We got them on lock. God chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
You heathen geek, ready for our whip to crack.
Damn.